Pippa Hudson on Cape Talk.
Getting your children to school safely is really a top priority for any parent. But we know, unfortunately, for many parents, particularly those living in farming communities, it's a difficult challenge. Sometimes they have no choice but to send those children off on foot on their own and simply hope for the best. Now, to try and improve that situation, our provincial MEC for Community Safety, Dan Platu, has been rolling out an initiative called the Walking Bus, which essentially aims to create a safe and supervised route for learners to and from school each day, calling on the community itself to play a role in seeing to their safety. And the two that have been rolled out this morning are by no means the first of their kind. In fact, since May last year, the MEC has launched more than 50 Walking Bus initiatives around this province. But the latest to add to that list are in Robertson and Worcester. And joining me on the line is spokesperson for Dan Platu, Ewald Buerter. Ewald, lovely to have you with us. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Papa, and good afternoon to the listeners. Thanks for having me on your show.
It's a great pleasure. For those who've never heard of a walking bus before, won't you just start by briefly explaining how it works?
Sure. I might just actually start and just to emphasize that the walking bus initiative is by no means a replacement for any other scholarly transport initiative that the Department of Education does have in a lot of our communities, especially in more rural communities where kids are a certain distance away from school. What the walking bus initiative entails basically is to upcommand some community members to get them more actively involved during the peak times when kids are traveling to and from school, other words, in the morning and in the afternoon, mm-hmm. and to create a bigger sense of community where parents or community members walk with school children in groups to the school, and then in the afternoon walk them back to towards their respective homes.
So it's the same concept as taking your child to the bus stop to get a vehicular bus, but in this case they're catching the bus in the form of another group of people who are also walking to the same destination, and they can have safety in numbers.
Yes, it builds on the concept of safety in numbers, and it also builds on the concept that active parenthood and active citizenry can really do a lot from the ground upwards to help create safety in the areas where we would like to see it. The Department of Community Safety in the Western Cape believes in strategic partnerships and targeted interventions to help assist the whole-of-society approach when it comes to creating safety in our communities. And the Walking Bus Initiative is certainly one of those where we are targeting community members that are at home, whether that be parents, grandparents, or stay-at-home members of the community, to start playing a bit more of an active role to support the roles and the functions such as other structures like the Neighborhood Watch and community policing forums on a daily activity and trying to take back the safety of streets and the safety of kids walking to and from school. It is not only to help protect children when it comes to crossing roads or the safety along the roads from a transport perspective, but it also aims to create an environment where kids are able to be kids on their way to school and back, where kids can have a sense that their daily walking commute to and from a school can be free from bullying, free from incidents, and can be with their friends in a group in a supervised and safe manner.
It's a very simple solution. It's one that's been used, I know, to great effect already in Australia and in New Zealand and in the UK for probably 20 years now already in some cases. We've got 50 plus in the Western Cape. Ewald, have you had any feedback from the communities who are among the early rollouts as to what impact it's made?
Yes, there's certainly been a lot of positive feedback, but I do also have to caution that unfortunately a walking bus or no measure of safety that is being put in place is a certainty for safety on a route. Unfortunately, we have had incidents where in Claremont recently where a school kid was nevertheless attacked, and the municipality's office has been out to the family and to investigate the matter a bit further. But we are building on what has been a concept that has worked abroad, as you said, in Australia and the UK. And it's certainly not something that is entirely new to the Western Cape as well. We relaunched the project basically last year in May, thinking that it might be difficult to get community members on board. And starting off with 150 members or interested people in Westbank, that soon grew to over 300 people interested in that specific area. Mm. And since Westbank in May last year, we've been able to launch Tomorrow's one in Worcester will be the 54th one. And the feedback that we are getting back from communities, from schools, the principals, teachers, even the kids, are that it's definitely helping to create a bigger sense of community and a bigger sense of safety on their daily commute to and from school.
That's great news indeed. Ewald Botha, thanks for the update there. Spokesperson for MEC, Dan Plaatu, our Provincial Minister for Community Safety. I know that in the southern suburbs, there was an attempt to roll this out quite close to where I live a couple of years back. I think it was Oakhurst Girls' School and Rondebosch Prep that had a walking bus going. I'm sure there are other areas and that some of our listeners might be involved in walking buses. And I'd love to hear from you. If you're one of the parents who helps with the supervision, if you're one of the parents who drops your kids off to get to and from school with a walking bus, chat to us about how it's worked for you and what it's meant to them and to your life, knowing that that option is there. I'm also interested to hear what you do when the weather's inclement, whether that affects it, whether everyone just takes along their galoshes and an umbrella and carries on. If you want to chat to us about the walking bus in your area, please give me a call on 021 446 0567.